Right, my friends, God bless you. This is Pastor Terry Sisney, and this is the Overcomers Broadcast. And I want to invite you to come on in today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am excited about our key for today. You know that here on the Overcomers Broadcast, we are sharing with you short, powerful, key truths and principles from the Word of God that you can utilize in your life to unlock the best that God has for you. That's what we really want. That's what God wants. The Bible says in John 10 and 10, and these are Jesus' words. He said, the thief, he comes, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I have come that they might have life. Dimensions, bless you. Come on in today. So good to see you. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. It's an abundant life that Jesus offers for us today. And these key principles that I'm sharing with you are necessary for you to unlock the power of God in your life, to experience the abundance of God, the joy, the peace, the prosperity, the healing, everything that he has promised and made available to us is waiting for you to use these keys. The key of faith. We talked about the key of faith. We talked about the key of obedience. We've talked about the key of diligence. We've talked about many different keys. Today, I'm talking about the key of agreement. The key of agreement. This is so powerful, friend. You need to find someone to agree with you concerning the provisions and the promises of God. There is nothing that compares with the power of agreement. I began to do a study in the Word of God about agreement, and I found out the very first place that we find agreement in the Scripture is in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And it's God speaking within the Godhead. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle, over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let us, this is the first place that we find agreement in the Scriptures, in the Bible. And it is within the Godhead. And within the Godhead, there was perfect agreement in the creation and in the creation of man. And then the next place we find agreement is not with God, it is with the creation, man, who is actually in rebellion against God. And this is in Genesis chapter 11. And we find they are beginning to build a tower called the Tower of Babel. And the Bible says, at that time, the earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us, here's agreement, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. See, there was agreement in rebellion. They were rebelling against God. God had actually told them, spread out, cover the earth, multiply, replenish the earth. But instead of spreading out, they wanted to get all bunched up together and not spread out. And they were refusing and rebelling against God. And their attitude was, hey, we're going to do this our way. And we're going to build us a tower that the top will reach into heaven. Hallelujah. We're going to be like God. We're just going to move up stairs and take over. Well, bad choice, bad choice. But the point we're making today is the power of agreement. Even though their motivation was wrong, even though their attitude was wrong, they had the right ingredients. And the ingredients was agreement. And the power of agreement cannot be overestimated. There's so much power in agreement, whether it's for good or bad. Agreement is powerful. And so the Bible tells us, and these are Jesus' words, he said, if any two of you agree as touching anything they shall ask on earth, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And then Jesus even strengthens the power of agreement when he said, if any two or three of you are agreed together, I will be in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Wherever two or three of you are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. The power of agreement cannot be overestimated. So here's what the Bible says. They were in agreement to build this tower. They were in agreement that they would make a name for themselves, that they would establish themselves in the earth, that they would have a gathering place in case they were scattered, in case they were forced apart. They would have a gathering place, and it would be this tower called the Tower of Babel. And God spoke about them and said, they are one. The people is one. And they have all one language, meaning they are in agreement. They're speaking in agreement, in accord. And Jesus said, or God said rather, here in the scripture in Genesis, this they, there's agreement again, they begin to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them, there's agreement again, which they, agreement, have imagined to do. God said, these people, although they are rebelling against me, unless something is done in a major way to stop them, they are going to accomplish their purpose because they are in agreement. They have found the power of agreement. Friend, we have got to come into agreement in this country as Christians, as believers, that God is not finished with America. We've got to come into agreement that the plans and the purpose of Satan to destroy this country are not going to come to fruition. We've got to come into agreement with one another that God is for us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? We've got to come into agreement that the evil administration that is trying to destroy this nation and trying to indoctrinate our children, that it is going to fall, that it is going to come down in the name of Jesus. We've got to come in agreement that our will and our desire and our purpose and our intention as Americans and as Christians cannot be violated and overpowered by a few power-hungry people and money-hungry people that want to control the world. We've got to come into agreement that God is for us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? Friend, we've got to come into agreement that God's word is true, that by Jesus' stripes you were healed. We got to come into agreement that God's word is true when he said, I will that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That prosperity is God's will for your life. That soul prosperity is God's will for your life. That physical prosperity is God's will for your life. That you would experience his abundant life. That you would experience his joy and his peace, that you would walk in authority and walk in power, that in Jesus' name you will cast out devils. You will lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover in the name of Jesus. We will come into agreement that God's will be done in this nation. We'll come into agreement that America will once again be a light on the hill and a light to the nations, and will once again be that instrument that God uses to reconcile the nations to God. Hallelujah. God is not finished with us. He's not finished with you, America. He's not finished with me. He's not finished with the church. The church has been going through a season of pruning and shaking and sifting. And certainly it's been a difficult time, but it has been necessary. because there has been a lot of corruption, and there's been a lot of the inferior qualities that have begun to enter into the church. And God has been bringing forth a purging into the church. And Jesus told us that that would happen. He told us in John, he said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And then he said, if you abide not in me, then you're like a branch, you know, that is withered and it dies, and men take them to cast them into fire. And then he said, if you do abide in me, he said, I will purge you. If any man abides in me, he will bring forth fruit. And then he says, he will bring forth much fruit. And there will be a purging where the old and the inferior and the sick and the diseased parts are taken away, so that the tree can, and the vine rather, can actually bring forth the best fruit. Sometimes, you know, I grew up in the valley, and I understand that the farmers at times would go through the vineyards, and not only vineyards, but orchards also, the orange groves and lemon groves, and they would cut off what they called sucker branches, which were big, healthy looking branches that produced no fruit. They were sucker branches. They were suckers. They sucked the life and the vitality from the vine, but they did not contribute back to the vine any fruit. And so the farmers, knowing that these sucker branches were sucking the life, resources, and nutrients away from the fruit-bearing branches, they would go in there and prune them off so that the fruit-bearing branches could be fully fruitful. They could get the full benefit of the nutrients of the roots and everything that was coming up into the tree, that the fruit-bearing branches would become nourished and nurtured by the nutrients and the energy that was coming up into those branches, and the sucker branches would be cut off. That's what Jesus is talking about. There's no room for suckers here. Hallelujah. We got to get rid of the sucker branches. So there's a pruning that's been taking place, and there is a power that God is trying to bring to back into the church and into your life and my life as individuals and as a body of believers and as friends and neighbors and family, that we learn the power of agreement. And one of the most powerful elements of agreement is our words. Our words. You can't be in agreement if your words are contradictory one to the other. We got to speak the same thing. This is what he said. He said, the people is one, and they have all one language. In other words, it doesn't matter who you hear speaking. This is what God was saying. It doesn't matter who you hear speaking out of the group. They are in agreement. And because they're in agreement, anything they have set their minds to, it can be accomplished. Friend, if the church, if we as followers of Christ would come to the conclusion that God's word is true, and if it was true for wicked men, for people who were in rebellion against God, if it was true for them, think how much more powerful it is for those of us who love God, who want only the will of God to be to be done, and are willing to give our lives to that cause and that purpose. Think how much more powerful it is for you and I to come into agreement. Nothing shall be withheld from them who agree with God. Friend, I agree with God today. God is not done with America. God is not finished with me. He's not finished with you. I agree with you today that you will live and not die and declare the works of God. I agree with you today on the authority of God's word that by Jesus' stripes you were healed. I agree with God today, and I agree with you that sickness and disease cannot lodge in your body, that it must come out of you in the name of Jesus, that every disease and disorder and malady that has tried to lodge in your body on the authority of the word of God, it comes out now. It comes out now in Jesus' name. Sickness and infirmity, you must go. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. I feel healing virtue flowing. I feel a power of the Holy Spirit flowing right now. Loose it now in the name of Jesus. Be free from every yoke. In Jesus' name, I destroy every yoke of bondage and captivity. I loose captives from addictions right now, even prescription addictions. I break that spirit of addiction. I feel the anointing flowing right now to break that spirit of addiction. Oh, hallelujah. Ketoboshaka, prescription addictions. You must go now in the name of Jesus. Loose that anointing right now. Lord, you said I come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. Hey, Sarah, God bless you. Welcome in. We're talking about the key of agreement today. And we're in agreement today that you are going to walk in the fullness of the blessings and the plan of God for your life. You're going to walk in abundant joy, abundant peace, abundant fire and power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, friends, I bless you in Jesus' name. And it has been my aim and my desire to try to keep these around 15 to 20 minutes and share with you short, powerful, key principles of truth that you can utilize for yourself to open up the abundant life, to open up everything that God has provided for you. And I use the terminology keys because keys don't work by themselves. You have to use them. You have to take them out of your pocket. You got to put them in the lock. You got to turn the lock, turn the ignition, whatever. And you have to put them to work. And it's the same with these truths that we have found in God's word. They're there for you, but just the fact that they're in the Bible does not make them work. You have to agree with God, believe what God said, and then you have to take the step of activating that word in your life by being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So today, friends, God bless you. And I just release this word to you and thank God for you for joining us. And, you know, just share the broadcast out. Let somebody know, hey, I found a broadcast that is going to bless you. It's the Overcomers broadcast. They're talking about keys to the overcomer's life. It'll be a blessing to you. And we just lift you up and bless you in Jesus' name. Have a great day and use the key of agreement in Jesus' name.